anyway, he did send a couple pictures, and he's right. It's what is that, a 15 panel up front?
Well, no, it's 13.
13 panel, and so what do you think this one is?
Well, it's 54 or 55, and you know the two pictures are not the greatest pictures, but it looks to be sort of a 22 footer or so. I don't even know if they made longer whale tails, but they may have. But yeah, it's definitely California built. The taillights are a bit odd, though. The it looks like the narrow, the typical taillights are on the flat panel of the slope back, whereas this seems to looks like tape or something covering over where those lights were, and these other ugly things sticking out on the side that almost look, you know, again, bad pictures, but almost look like a 68 casting of a taillight that's stuck on there, which could very well be, and that may be why the gentleman might have thought it was a 66 originally. So
do you think it's worth $3,000?
Well, you know, prices are all over the map. I mean, oddly enough, I saw a gutted 22-foot 13-panel trailer in Missouri, you know, sell last week, or this week, actually, on eBay for $9,500.
Oh, wow.
So, the prices are on the rise, folks. And I think, you know, barring that the other side of it isn't smashed in and whatnot, or tree falling on it somewhere where we can't see, but you know, it's first of all, it's a 50s trailer, definitely. It's a whale tailer, only made 2 years. 2 years that I know of, anyway. And it says Airstream on the front, remember? Got it on the inside, whatever. You know, yeah, it would be really nice if it was, had been sitting in a barn or hermetically sealed room and it was perfectly original for $3,000, but hey, you know, maybe you could talk them down a little bit, but sure, that's worth the money.
Yeah, I mean, it looks pretty even, you know, the coat on it, the patina.
Yeah, but you know, the pictures we have here are not exactly stunning.
Yeah,
but
it's certainly worth. Are 13 panels getting hard to find?
They're certainly getting harder to find, no question. Hence the reason why we're making the panels, but you know, they're still showing up, but that trailer that went for $9,500, you know, 10 years ago, 5 years ago even, that was a $1,500 trailer. So I don't think you could do better than that in a bank or any kind of investment.
Yeah. All right, Lauren, well, that's the best we can give you. Sounds like it might be worth looking into some more, for sure.
Yeah, that may be the jewel in your group.
Yeah, in your village, he calls it.
That's right.
That'll be the penthouse.
That's right.
All right. Thanks for sending it in and following up with those pictures. That sure helped a lot. We had this question by John. He posted it on our Facebook page. So you can go to thebep.com, click on Facebook, and find us on the Facebook. He says, "Hey, Tim and Colin, thanks for your show. I really enjoy it greatly. I'm in the process of a body-off renovation of a 1960 Airstream Safari. Very good year. I'm in the middle of replacing the belly pan. I've successfully failed. Wow. There's a spin. Two attempts on the rear corners. Assuming I've made the correct cuts to allow for a nice transition, what is the best way to go about securing the belly pan in order to avoid funny bends? Should I rivet from the middle out or from the cross beam back? I should say I have been replacing the belly pan widthwise rather than front to back as it was originally. Hope that was clear. Thanks, John. Appreciate that. So putting the belly pan back on a 60 Safari.